For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. House Speaker Paul Ryan is now joining governors from more than a dozen states who are calling on the U.S. to halt the settlement of Syrian refugees in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Paris. One of the agencies in Connecticut that resettles refugees says this kind of concern is unwarranted. Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, or IRIS, in New Haven, has been resettling refugees in Connecticut for 33 years. Chris George, IRIS's director, explains what it means to be a refugee.
They are people who have been forced to flee their home country because of persecution, and it's persecution that really makes the difference between refugee and any other immigrant. Persecuted or a well-founded fear of persecution because of their race, their religion, their nationality, their social group, or even their political opinion.
He says the UN High Commissioner for Refugees first gives an individual this status before turning over just a fraction of these cases to governments like the United States. From there, the U.S. State Department vets the refugees, and if they clear this hurdle, they are then turned over to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for more rigorous screening. George says it can take a refugee anywhere from 2 to 4 years before they're even allowed to come into an American community. He adds in all his years of resettlement work, he's never seen states become so vocal against a particular group of refugees.
This is unprecedented. No time in my 10 years of resettling refugees has a governor ever said, we don't want a certain nationality. It's almost un-American.
On Monday, Governor Dana Molloy said the state will continue to welcome refugees from Syria and will await guidance from federal officials as they develop procedures following the tragedy in Paris. George says there are about 40 Syrian refugees and their families living in Connecticut. IRIS has helped resettle six of these families in the greater New Haven area.